This is Akashwani, the news read by Anita Anand. The poll process has begun with political parties holding rallies after the announcement of the poll schedule by the Election Commission. The model code of conduct has come into effect, with the EC issuing elaborate guidelines for electioneering. Addressing the first NDA election rally in Palnadu district of Andhra Pradesh yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserted that the NDA coalition moves forward with both regional aspirations and national progress in mind. He said the aim of the NDA is to build a developed Andhra Pradesh for a developed India. Mr. Modi said that with the double engine government of the NDA in Andhra Pradesh, development here will receive even more momentum. The Prime Minister said that the government is paying attention to the small needs of the farmers. He said under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, farmers in the region have been given over 700 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also emphasized that during his government's tenure, numerous leading educational institutes have been inaugurated or foundation stones laid. He further urged citizens to elect the double engine government for Viksit Bharat. The PM criticized the Congress for disrespecting Andhra Pradesh's pride and emphasized his government's commitment to honoring it. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu, Janasena Party Chief Pawan Kalyan, leaders of all three parties participated in the election rally. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has said that the current fight is between two ideologies and not just between the BJP and the Congress. Addressing a gathering in Tejpal Hall in South Mumbai yesterday, Mr. Gandhi said while the Congress emphasizes on decentralization of power, the ruling party's ideology is that the country should be run centrally. He took out the Nyay Sankalp Pad Yatra from Mani Bhavan, Mahatma Gandhi's home in Mumbai, to the August Kranti Maidan. Rahul Gandhi concluded his 63-day-old Bharat Jodo Nyay Yatra in Mumbai yesterday by paying tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at his memorial, Chaityabhumi, and reading the preamble of the Constitution. He said he had to take up the challenging Bharat Jodo Yatra because the real issues that are ailing the country, like unemployment, violence, hatred, inflation, farmers' issues, Agniveer issues, were being ignored by the media. Rahul Gandhi was addressing a rally of the India Alliance at the iconic Shivaji Park in Mumbai. Prominent leaders of the alliance including NCP, Sharad Chandra Pawar, Chief Sharad Yadav, Shiv Sena, UBT, President Uddhav Thackeray, Tamil Nadu CM and DMK Chief MK Stalin, Jharkhand CM and JMM leader Champai Soren, RJD leader Tejasvi Yadav, National Conference President Farooq Abdullah and Aam Aadmi Party leader Saurabh Bharadwaj, PDP leader Mehbooba Mufti were present at the rally. Election Commission yesterday uploaded the data received in the digitized form from the Registry of the Supreme Court on Electoral Bonds on its website. The data can be accessed at the Commission's website. The EC said in a statement that political parties had filed data on the electoral bonds in a sealed cover as directed by the Supreme Court. The data received from political parties was deposited in the Supreme Court without opening the sealed covers. In pursuance of the Apex Court's order on the 15th of March this year, the Registry of the Supreme Court had returned the physical copies along with a digitized record of the same in a pen drive in a sealed cover. Startup Mahakumbh, one of the biggest events showcasing the startup ecosystem of India, is beginning from today. The event will be held till 20th of March at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The event will have sector-focused pavilions, including pavilions on AI, B2B, agri-tech, deep tech, climate tech, gaming, sports, fintech, incubators and accelerators. This startup event aims to connect startups with a spectrum of inventors, including venture capitalists, investors and potential corporate partners. Speaking at a curtain raiser press conference in New Delhi yesterday, DPIIT Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh said this is the first of its kind event which is being organized at such a large scale in the national capital. Mr. Singh said India has the third largest startup ecosystem and large number of startup ecosystems are adding to the list every day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.